It's the end of concert band class, and students are getting ready to leave. For a small high school of 155 students, the class is pretty popular. About 50 are in it.
Bye, ladies. See you after school.
Matt Lenhardt is a longtime Petersburg music teacher. He brings students to the state music festival every year, but he says this year was exceptional.
When we get five kids, which has happened about three times, you know, I'm pretty happy when that happens. Like, wow, our small school can contribute five musicians to the Allstate Band. And so when eight happened, I was really pleased.
The eight students included two in band and six in choir. They are accepted into the State Music Festival through auditions that are recorded by Lenhardt and then reviewed by judges. The auditions are strictly merit-based, so more students from large urban schools are accepted.
It's a little tougher for kids from rural schools to make it into the Allstate Band. It's just the audition is really tough, and it takes a lot of time and commitment to practice it. And kids in rural schools, it's not that they can't do the audition, but they also do other things.
Junior Brandon Ware is the first tuba player from Petersburg to make the Allstate Band. Lenhardt is pretty sure he's the first tuba player from a southeast rural school to ever make it. It's a particularly hard instrument to play, and it's expensive.
At least $4,000, at the very least.
That's the low end. Others are several thousand more. Ware uses a tuba that was donated to the school by the Haltner family. It was Ware's first time going to state.
I really liked the music we played, because it was really challenging, yet I felt like it was achievable and not something you play every day.
Senior Nathaniel Lenhardt played along with Ware in the Allstate Band as a trombone player. He remembers the guest band director well.
He was very, very strict. Before he said anything to us, he strode into the room, wrote on the whiteboard behind us, "When casual enters the room, art exits." That was slightly frightening.
His name was Kurt Seville. He's the director of the School of Music at Brigham Young University.
He cared most about the tone and the volume of the notes we were playing. So if you're just playing a note, you don't care about how it sounds or if you're in tune with other people or how loud you are, then he won't like it.
To get that perfect sound, the director had the students watch their breathing. Again, Brandon Ware.
We did a lot of breathing exercises to start off rehearsals, and so we put our hands right up to our face, then we have to make a noise when we're breathing in like this. And then we'd have to blow on our hands and kind of go out with our hands as we blew. So we did that every day.
It was Jasmine Iramia's first time at Allstate. The junior sang alto too in the treble choir. She says she really liked it because she was able to make music for 3 days straight, something she had never experienced before.
I thought it was cool to be taught kind of like at a state level with a state level choir. So you're not like working on the pitches or the rhythms or the words. You're working on your tone, your dynamics, how you can just make this the best possible performance you can possibly have with all singers that actually, like, care and are there because they're good enough to be at state.
Freshman Brooklyn Dormer was among the youngest at state. She sang in the treble choir as a soprano, too.
It was great to hear our part, just that we had put so much work into every little detail and to see it come together. And then also to listen to all the other, like the orchestra and the band and the mixed choir, they all sounded just so cool.
Teacher Matt Lenhardt himself went to Allstate as a high school trombone player in Idaho.
I remember lots of it, and I think these guys are just accumulating wonderful musical experiences that they will remember for the rest of their lives, too. It's neat to see.
Senior Ben Higgins sang tenor one in the mixed choir and was a candidate for first choir. Other students who went to state were sophomore Ava Lenhardt, who sang alto two in the mixed choir, junior Julia Murph, who sang alto one in the mixed choir, and senior Kelsa Spurl, who sang alto two in the mixed choir. Lenhardt says there were a few hardworking students this year who didn't make it to state, but eight is still a strong number. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.